CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump is on Air Force One this hour, flying through the night to get back to Washington. He announced he was leaving the G7 summit in Canada early because of the crisis in the Middle East.
We're going to have dinner with these wonderful leaders, and then I get on the plane. I have to be back early.
CBS's Stacey Lynn reports on what awaits Trump at the White House.
According to officials, the U.S. is not joining Israel offensively in its military operation against Iran. Despite reports that President Trump asked the National Security Council and Situation Room to be readied, NSC cabinet members are already on standby 24 hours a day, including since Israel's Operation Rising Lion began. Earlier on social media, the president urged the immediate evacuation of Tehran, writing, simply stated, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Leaders at the G7 summit issued a statement saying Israel has a right to defend itself, but also calling for de-escalation in the Middle East. Correspondent Weijia Jiang reports.
Other world leaders put this agreement together to basically call for the de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran. But sources say the president has already made his position in the U.S. policy on this abundantly clear. And he has, from the very beginning, saying that Iran still has an opportunity to strike a deal and that they should de-escalate.
Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile and drone barrage in Kyiv overnight killed at least 14 people in their homes and wounded 44 others, one of the deadliest attacks on the Ukrainian capital in months. Democratic Minnesota Senator Tina Smith says she confronted Republican Arizona Senator Mike Lee over posts Lee made about the murder of her friend, former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman. She said Lee's comments seemed to make light of the tragedy.
I wanted him to know how much pain that caused me and the other people in my state, and I think around the country, who think that this was a brutal attack.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says severe thunderstorms are moving in on the Midwest.
It's going to be Kansas, Nebraska, into portions of Iowa and Minnesota where we could be seeing the severe weather. All of that does begin to move east towards the end of the week.
The doctor charged with giving friend star Matthew Perry the drug ketamine in the month leading up to his overdose death has agreed to plead guilty.
Prosecutors say Salvador Plasencia will admit guilt to 4 counts of distribution of the drug. The plea carries a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. Perry died at his home in October 2023. He was 54.
Christopher Cruz reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shopping with your parents can be embarrassing.
Why would they sell jeans with holes in them? I'm going to speak to the manager.
Mom!
That hoodie is giving. You should get it. YOLO.
Thanks to the Chase mobile app, your kid can shop independently while you keep an eye on their spending. So you can go from,
we can be twinsies,
to,
how was shopping? Saw you stayed on budget.
Thanks, Mom.
Freedom for kids. Control for parents. That's family banking from Chase.
Account subject to approval. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle, based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
A fan favorite Disney ride is reopening. Here's Stacey Lynn.
Automated driving technology activated.
Welcome to the city track.
Disney World shut down its popular test track ride at Epcot last year so it could get a full speedy makeover. The amusement park announced it's finally reopening July 22nd as Test Track 3.0. Is a favorite among adrenaline junkies. It's the fastest at Disney, clocking in at 65 miles per hour. The new version's been revamped with a new storyline and music and more futuristic technology. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
America's top battery brands are locked in a power struggle over battery life claims. Duracell is suing Energizer, accusing them of falsely stating its Energizer Max batteries outlast Duracell PowerBest Boost batteries by 10%. Duracell says the ads caused their brand to suffer reputational harm. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies, light south winds here the overnight as temperatures drop back into the mid-60s. Tuesday, partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s with thunderstorm chances in the mid to late afternoon. More storms on the way Tuesday night with some heavy rainfall. It's 69 at our studios.
just no good anymore since you went away.
Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
No satisfaction. devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart and won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah,
poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anyone around. I think we're alone now. The beating of our hearts is the only sound.
Look at the way we gotta hide what we're doing, 'cause what would they say if they ever knew? And so we're running just as fast as we can,
to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back. new bells will be ringing.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back.
Got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Reality.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. So I
single day singing.
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
Seven lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain, thumbing for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long, my love's too strong to let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through, with the rain in my shoes. Much.
forbid your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Look to me to be the eyes of age. Stands for we jump so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles. Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and down. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so big. He shook his head. Shook his head. I heard someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump will be back in Washington soon, having left the G7 summit last night to fly home. He said he has to be at the White House because of the intensifying crisis between Israel and Iran. CBS's Paula Smolinski has more from the summit.
His abrupt departure comes after he posted an ominous and cryptic message on social media. He said, quote, Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. Everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. White House officials haven't said whether Trump was foreshadowing another Israeli strike with that post. They say it does not mean that the U.S. is getting involved in the conflict in the Middle East.
Israel and Iran continued attacking each other through the night. Israel says it killed Iran's top military commander. We're learning more about Vance Bettler, the belter facing murder charges in the killing of Minnesota lawmaker Melissa Hortman and her husband.
He was having some financial trouble that he was trying to get a security business off the ground, but that he didn't yet have any clients. And he was working at funeral homes more recently. So trying to and struggling to kind of get that financial footing.